Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Balkan folk dance ensemble affects the audience in Bulgaria and abroad with their love of Bulgarian folk traditions. It doesn't take much for a person to start performing Bulgarian folk dances, for it all starts with desire and love of folk music. And once you start dancing, part of you will always remain in the dance, because it is the magic that gives strength, positivity and a sense of beauty. Moreover, it gives birth to good friendships between people. The dancers from Balkan Folk Dance Ensemble are some of the people in love with Bulgarian folklore, and they're frequent guests at various venues in this country and abroad. And this week as well, starting from August the 8th until August the 15th, they represent Bulgaria at the 44th edition of the Terra Nostra International Folklore Festival held in the town of Piro in Italy. Along with representatives of the hosts, participating in the event are groups from Peru, Taiwan, Guatemala, Russia and Serbia. Dance, music, a colorful palette of nationalities. This makes each festival a memorable experience for the participants and the spectators alike. Besides the memories remain also the contacts with colleagues and associates. Milena Cirpanlieva from Balkan Ensemble tells Radio Bulgaria more.
Преди много години, 2002 година може би беше, на фестивал в Истанбул се запознахме с ансамбъла за българска.
Several years ago, more precisely at the festival back in 2002, we became friends with the Bulgarian dance ensemble in Budapest called Martenica. And since then we have been working together, visiting and helping each other. We have good friends in Turkey and Italy as well. The festival where we are now is also a result of an encounter at a similar forum in France. These events were quickly created some wonderful relationships between people. The festival is a unique place which brings together smiling and cheerful people, and the beautiful emotions from it subsequently continue in meetings off stage, Milena Cirpanlieva explains. The foundations of Balkan Folklore Ensemble were laid in the remote 1954. Years pass one after another, and today no one can count the concerts given by the group. Dancers admit that they remain with their constant desire to absorb the intricacies of this art, to be among the best and have their own style.
Тази година навършваме 60 години. Направихме голям юбилейен концерт преди 2 месеца.
This year we will celebrate our 60th birthday. And on this occasion we did a big concert in Sofia, Milena Chikpanzlieva goes on to say. We rehearse at the National Cultural Center Tsar Boris the Third in the capital. We have children's groups to prepare kids to join the big ensemble, as well as groups for authentic Bulgarian dances. Our main work is with the representative group. There are dancers from 13 to 50 years of age, with different professions and occupations in life. And we are united by the love of Bulgarian folklore. And it is an extreme pleasure for us to promote it in Bulgaria and abroad. Head of Balkan Ensemble since 1974, with little interruption, has been choreographer Kirill Chirpanliev. We perform dances from all ethnographic regions of Bulgaria. We are best at the shop and Thracian dance, but try to absorb others as well, Milena Chirpanliev explains. Most of the shows of the group are choreographed by Kirill Chirpanliev. And what is specific to the Balkan dance ensemble is that they recreate Bulgarian rituals on stage via dancing. And everywhere they go, people want to know more about their content. So the audience becomes introduced to Bulgarian folklore, customs and history through the dance shows of Balkan Folklore Ensemble. Thank you. You heard an interview of Radio Bulgaria with Elena Cvetkova with a member of Balkan folk dance ensemble Milena Chilpanlieva. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.